and welcome to Marooned at Magpie's Headquarters, day 89.
That was good timing.
Was it?
Yes.
She?
No.
Oh, no. Right, you just wandered up
I
to say hello.
Yes. I'm going to lock in. Wouldn't be signed like that to Mr. Priam, would I?
Oh, right, I'm with you. You're confusing me. Is Lola...
No.
Oh, right. Well, you go sort yourself out. What an introduction to the show. If the right knew what the left was doing, don't ask. If I have another day like today, I'll probably end up shooting myself. It's show day. It's not only that. It's Two Show Friday. And people have not left me alone all day. Yes, that includes the priest, who is still convinced he's been hacked. I must take some Valium and lie down. Hello, Jonathan. CQ, Deb. CQ. Cheers from the zone known as Chaz. Took a virtual tour yesterday. Very interesting. Oh, we need to hear more about that. Jonathan needs help with what to have for dinner. Oh, and I stand a good chance of clawing back a point. But Jonathan, you've got two in hand, so you're fine. In fact, you know, left alone, I don't think I'd make it to the end of the show. It's been that kind of day. I've just said to Mike, people. This is obviously normal people, muggle people, not Magpie's people, but muggle people. Severely overrated, just saying. Oh, didn't sleep too well. I didn't get to bed till... Well, Mike had got up, so I think it must have been about 5:15. And then I didn't sleep well either. COVIDiots in the flat below. Oh, no. And a limited nap. This is indeed sounding good, Jonathan. But having said that, I've got lots and lots to keep you entertained with. So you never know. Let's say it's completely up in the air. And if I need a nap, you can take over. That would work, wouldn't it? I see nothing wrong with that. I'm going to be attempting to juggle webcams again. Because I love that so much. Not. I need to be able, because Paul asked about microphones, and I thought, right, I need to be able to show microphones, which is fine. But the best camera to do that with is my iPhone, which, obviously, not a problem. It's getting it into Wirecast and getting it to you without it being all wobbly like last time and everything. All the toys being thrown out of the pram and all of that kind of thing. So we'll just have to see. It did look a little bit better this time than it did last time. Well, we now have an official viewer. So says it's installed, you can use it, blah, 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 and then up it pops. So there is a reasonable chance. We'll see how it goes. See, everything works in rehearsals, give or take. Yes, you see, I'm doing it now and it looks great. But come to do it for real and everything will just... collapse down. So how has your day been? Best thing about having a house, peace and quiet.
So
your own washer and dryer.
She's using the slides.
Really?
Yes.
Your slides, these slides, your my slide. Makeovers.
But she's changed the name to the Smiths.
From whom?
Wherever we poured Jane's iPad all over it was.
Crying out loud. The changes people make. We will have to share those slides with you one day. But yes, it's been chaotic. If you're wondering what Mike is actually up to, where he is and what he's doing it.
He's reluctantly...
We're getting an update. Come on.
Reluctantly joining a Catinian quiz.
Our circle has a quiz. Obviously, I'd much rather be here with you.
Well, I'd rather be here as well.
But Mike's got to hold up the other end being, what is it, immediate past president. So you're playing on your own, really. But if you left your phone open and relayed the questions, I'm sure you'd have a team of thousands here. No, we mustn't do that. That would be cheating. Yeah, but there again, why not? Been that kind of day, like I'm saying. Right, so having our peace and quiet in your own washer and dryer. That's true. That is very true. It's just people wanting things that always on a Friday. I think I'm going to work 4 days a week and I'm going to finish on a Thursday. That would work, wouldn't it? I definitely need a different plan than this. And it's always, can you just fit in with me? And the answer, short answer to that, no. No, I can't. I've got two shows to do. I've got, in fact, my slides have got a life of their own. Jonathan will love this. Let's get to the end. 230. There are 230 slides. Do not panic. It's just, it's comprehensive. Let's say that. So basically, I, you know, the thing that, that's been the quiz. Hello, Anthony. The quiz. I've got that, and I've got loads of pictures of it, of how it's supposed to be used, because I'm not using it particularly in the way it's supposed to be used. So I've got pictures of that and how you would normally use it, and loads of other stuff. So obviously I've been putting stuff in, and every week we have issues, don't we, when I say, oh, have I not put that link in? So I've been trying to make sure that all of the links have gone in Vivaldi, not Vivaldi, Notion. What on earth's going on now? We've got Lola barking now, to make sure that Mike can get them through to you. And there's been quite a few links as well, because I'm talking about a lot of different but tiny apps. And, you know, it's almost as time consuming to put the links together for tiny apps as it is for bigger apps, because in bigger apps, there's only the one link, but you're talking about it for an hour. But if you're talking about eight small apps, there's eight times the admin work. Yes, she's in a very giddy mood, Kim. Yet she's been groomed. She now hates mummy. With a passion does she hate mummy. We were working on our ear knots. She hates me. Yeah. I told her she was kissing me whether she liked it or not, and promptly picked her up. And there she was, sat on top of me, on top of my office chair, which is quite a feat for the office chair, isn't it? But it coped admirably. But she's not of the willing variety at the moment. So she's pretty grumpy. She's grumpy. One of Kiva's girlfriends had a run-in with a bear. Oh, good grief. Still waiting on what the vet's got to say. Oh, wow. That is scary. You know, I talk about Greys. I'd seen an episode of Greys where somebody pitched up and they'd had a run-in with a bear. Now, I also watched Station 19, which is very integrated with Greys. But again, they're not integrated over here. They don't follow on nicely. So I ended up watching the episode of Station 19 that involved the bear way after I'd seen the Greys one that involved the bear. This is where the guy lost his nose and the woman had a very badly damaged arm. And I didn't, you know, the Greys bit of that had been, they turn up at the hospital. But the Station 19 one, you actually saw the bear. And the bear kind of came over and they were like, don't run or the bear will catch you. That's terrifying. That. Obviously, we don't have anything like that, nothing even comparable in the UK. I cannot imagine the horror of that. A Great Dane. Good job she was no smaller. Wow. That has got to be the most worrying thing, isn't it? Waiting for the call from the vet. I hope she's okay. Has Kiva been close to a bear? Obviously, we keep Lola on a lead, so it wouldn't happen even if there were bears. But I've got a friend in. Oh, no, what's the state? Is it Michigan? It might be Michigan, I'm not sure. It's the bears in Michigan. But in lockdown, it's a bit like Wales here, where we've had goats meandering up main roads because there are no people. And they said the same's happening there, that the bears are walking through the town centre because there's nobody there. That's terrifying, because they'll get used to that. And even when there are people, oh, what a mess we are in with this. This COVID thing, an unholy, unholy mess. Kiva has been close to a bear. Mm. Oh, wow. Tell me, are you supposed to run? Are you supposed to make yourself big? Thing is, how do you tell your dog how to behave? That's terrifying. Oh, that's what put me off Australia, you know. That they've got these massive spiders and like lizardy things that come into the house. Jane would always say you had to check the toilet for wildlife, which we get spiders, but you know, they're not dangerous, they're just annoying, but dangerous as well, not good. Oh, you do make yourself big. That takes some courage to just stand there and make yourself big though, doesn't it? It's still terrifying, that. Hello, Mrs. Simon. How has the week treated you? Kiva made herself busy and started barking. She's channeling her inner Samoyed. Dusty chasing deer. Is Dusty also known as Fenton? Do you remember that video? That was an absolute classic. And for us, it was more poignant by the fact we'd actually been to Richmond Park. Who remembers Fenton in Richmond Park? Oh, what an absolute classic. What year was it now? Must have been 2013, 14, something like that. Oh, 2011. Wow. I can't believe it's 9 years ago. Here's the link to YouTube. In Richmond Park, it's very open. And he'd obviously let his dog off a lead and that was the end of that. And he's running round after him trying to get him back. Absolute classic. 22 million views. Wow. I can't believe the number of dislikes. Buy Fenton merchandise.
So I've just posted in the chat in there.
Yes.
They're all doing the waving at each other.
Bless.
I just posted in the chat and I've said I'll be dipping in and out. Elaine's doing a Matt Bite show. We've got the YouTube show. And I'm awaiting a shopping delivery.
Yep.
But obviously I mistyped shopping and it's auto-corrected it to shooting.
Which gives me your history with a rifle.
Yeah.
Everybody's concerned now. No, I'm talking about Fenton. Kiva's friends had a run-in with a bear.
Oh.
That, which is terrifying. They're waiting to hear from the vet now. Where is it? And yes, Kiva's come face-to-face with a bear as well.
Oh.
I'd be hyperventilating.
Lola hasn't.
No, Lola does not need to come face-to-face with a bear.
No.
She doesn't. But do you think she'd make herself big and bark?
Yes.
Yes, I think she would as well. That Fenton video is definitely worth a watch. If you've never seen it, you've got to see that. Absolute classic. And the top comment there, which has had 5,500 likes just for the comment. Every single dog owner on the planet knows this feeling. And yes, I do. I'm sure all of you do as well if you've got dogs. We took Lola for the first time up to Dunham about 18 months ago. She'd never seen a deer before. Thought it was Christmas. She just wanted to get close. But obviously, dogs have got to be kept on a lead there. But she absolutely loved it. She just wanted to play with the thing. Dread to think if she'd been off the lead. You do have to be careful, though. Not only are they meandering around, but they have like huts that they've built them. Like breeding huts, and they will, I think it's calve, isn't it? Is that the right word? Basically have babies. And then the males are incredibly protective of this area, so definitely not off the lead. But some people are idiots and they do like them off the lead. Oh, they're very good off the lead. There might be when there's not a deer there. So no, I wouldn't do that. Keep a box at deer. Lola didn't, which was quite surprising. We were amazed because we'd taken Ollie and Ollie had never seen deer either. And Ollie's so tiny, he just went mental. But obviously he was on a lead. But Lola was quite quiet. I don't think she'd be that quiet now. Let's just say she's found her voice. Let's leave it at that. When you said you could hear her. Yes, that's what happens every time the lead comes out now. I think before she went out for a walk on the lead, but she went to the park and then she would play around with other dogs. But obviously she can't do the playing around with other dogs at the moment. So the walks have become exciting, different things every day and she's getting over giddy with them. He's still talking away to her downstairs. No, seriously, we've got Maroon tonight. We've got After Hours tonight. We've got a shopping delivery tonight. Mike needs to be in the quiz tonight. And we've got somebody calling to pick something up as well. Chaotic isn't the word. And you know, like I say every day, how many times have you heard me say this in the last 3 months? It's all peaceful until 4 o'clock. There you go. There she goes again. 4 o'clock comes and that is the end of that. And I've had to leave my desk in a mess because I'm showing you something that my desk needs to be in a mess for so I can show you how to tidy it up. So, yeah, it's been one of those days. Right. You've got a load of small deer around. Not worried about the deer, but you can run for miles and miles chasing them. Oh, Mrs. Simon, what a woman. I can now GPS track both dog and husband individually. I'm liking that. I suggested to a friend that she GPS the cat because the cat keeps losing its collar and medal. And every time it does, it's about £10 to £12 to replace it. So I said, why don't you just put GPS on it? Anyway, they got one. And she said, I think it's a bit big for the cat. I think it must have been like 2-3 inches square. So I said, well, not a problem then. That one will work for the husband. Get a smaller one for the cat. So Jonathan says, I remember doing a paper round when I was 16, walking around to deliver a paper and a deer was dead. Oh, Jonathan. Did I ever tell you about my training course in deepest Yorkshire, I think, or Lancashire, near the cotton mills? I had no idea where I was going. And normally I would have set off really early and avoided the traffic. But this particular day, I couldn't because I had to go to Old Trafford. Now, while you're thinking like, yeah, had to go to Old Trafford. No, I really did have to go to Old Trafford. The reason was the tickets were for sale and it was before we...
I'm enjoying this quiz.
Right. Is everything all right down there? And tomorrow?
Yeah.
Time? Oh, right. What was I saying? Yeah. It was before it was all automated and I'd been screaming for years it should be automated. But it wasn't. So you had to go and queue. And they weren't opening till 8 o'clock. Now, that was fine. It still gave me an hour and a half to get about 20 miles. So got the tickets for this cup match. Can't even remember the match now, but it was important at the time. And I headed off up to this place. I had no sat nav. And it was just a case of, you know, turn at such and such a pub. And I got these directions. Everything looked the same. It was like Milton Keynes on steroids. I had no clue where I was going. I just kept going and kept going and kept going. And in the end, I dips down into this, towards this village. Well, it was like, you know, like the Stepford Wives. There's another one, isn't there? Another John Wyndham basically possessed these villagers. Yeah, I wouldn't have been surprised if they weren't aliens and there'd been a takeover. I can hear Mike shouting the odds. Why he has to shout, I don't know. Does Dusty like to herd things? So I'm heading into this village. It said such and such a village ahead. I go round a corner and, you know, like to slow you down, they usually put chevrons on it. This wasn't chevrons. This was a sign. And I could clearly read what the sign said. And I did like a double take. And I'm like, is the sign trying to tell me something? The sign said dead sheep. I thought, where? And then I realised this sign was stuck into a dead sheep. So clearly what had happened was somebody had come flying around the corner and hit the sheep. So to warn people not to do that, they'd actually left the body of the sheep at the side of the road and stuck like a stake through it. And then this handwritten sign in red, dripped red paint at the top of it, that said dead sheep. So just like Jonathan, I had pretty much the same reaction, Jonathan. So I headed down into the village and I thought, I know this isn't right. I'll have to find somebody to ask and get directions. So I gets out the car when I sees a postman. Now, a postman's going to know, isn't he? So he's posting mail through the door and I'm walking up the street going, excuse me, and got ignored. I said, excuse me, still got ignored. So I walked up behind him and said, excuse me, actually on the path he was stood on, sorting through this mail. And he ignored me. And I thought, this really is like the third dimension. At which point, I was probably about 2 feet away from him. And he turned round. And he nearly jumped out of his skin. And I just looked and I said, sorry, you know, and he looked at me and he pointed down to his jacket and his jacket had a sign on it, a bit like the dead sheep, that said, sorry, I am deaf. Please speak slowly. So that was why he'd ignored me. So there I am trying to speak slowly and enunciate properly and show him on the map where I needed to be. I eventually got to where I needed to be. What a day that was. The worst thing of the lot was, having gone through all of that, we start the training and about 20 minutes in, they were looking really bored. And I thought, what's going on? It was a company that made woolens. And I thought, they're really not into this. So we got talking at the break, and the upshot of it was we were doing CorelDRAW, and that was the point they realised it wasn't CorelDRAW they actually needed training on. What they needed to do, because I said, well, what is it you're trying to do? If, like, I don't see how this is going to be useful to us, was what they were saying. So I said, well, what is it you're trying to do? And when they told me what they were trying to do, it was basically a Photoshop job, but they didn't have Photoshop. I thought, this is going so well. So I said, well, did you buy CorelDRAW or did you buy the suite? And it turns out they bought the suite. So I said, right, well, what we'll do now is, I said, we'll switch over and I'll do your training in Photo Paint. And it was part of the suite. But you know what? There's not many trainers who go out to train CorelDRAW that can just switch to another app that they've never actually tried. But I worked on the principle. It must have been pretty much like Photoshop and just carried on. It's a day I will never forget. I live in a very scary area with headless rabbits and dead sheep. I do. I was far more worried about the rabbits, to be honest, than the sheep. But, you know, you go around a corner, you do not expect to see that. But I will say that your first instinct, even without thinking, is to put your foot on the brake, which is what they wanted. So, it worked. You're not a fan of large dead animals either. See too many dead animals on the side of the road. The last time I saw one, and it was horrific, we'd gone to Telford for the weekend. It was before after hours, so it must have been 2 years ago now. And we decided we were going down there, but we had another appointment in the evening. So we'd go down to Telford and then we'd come back up here. We'd do the evening and then we'd go back to Telford, ready for the weekend. The road back, it was Friday afternoon. It was mad busy, but we did get back on the old roads. Then we went to this party thing. It was a sportsman's dinner in the evening and it overran badly. I don't think we left till nearly 2 o'clock and we had to get back to Telford. But I thought, it's not a problem. The journey from Telford to Altrincham had been bad. And I thought, yeah, but it was rush hour and we were on the old roads. And on the way back, we'll be on the motorway. It'll be fine. New back yet again. Enjoy. He's off again. So he comes back, we gets on the motorway. We managed one junction on the motorway and then it said motorway closed. So we had to go on the old road. I was driving because Mike had been drinking. And it was absolutely pitch black. So you've got your lights on and you're trying to flash your lights up so you can see further. And you're trying to get back fairly quickly. And honestly, the number of dead foxes we saw in the road. And some of them are like bang in the middle of where you are and you've got to swerve around them. They're quite big when they're just lying there. We didn't enjoy Telford. Telford isn't somewhere we ever plan on revisiting. It's one of those venues. Which are we looking at now? Oh, the deer on the dash cam. Oh. Let's have a look. Fenton and his deer. Never forget Fenton. What a dog. Let's have a look. The H is missing off that. How have I managed that? There we go. Right, I'm pressing play. Oh, wow. That looks like a baby, doesn't it? Not much in the way of road sense, though. Oh, my. And now there's an oncoming truck. Oh, it scooted off again. No, it's back again. That is frightening. You know all those signs you see where it says, you know, beware deer? You never actually see one, but there you go, you did. And it disappeared again. Wow. It is scared, but you're right. You know, it's terror. And could you stop fast enough? And the thing with an unarticulated lorry, my dad used to drive them. Obviously, they've got brakes like anything else, but they're air brakes. And you don't particularly want to slam all on because the load that you've got on the back can actually crush the cab if you stop too quickly. So when people are having a pop at truck drivers, you know, can't you slow down? Not that fast, no. is the upshot. It can actually kill the driver. You know, it will stop, but the load, depending on what's in the back, can actually shift forward and crush the driver. So that's why they're not overly fond of doing that. Came out of a hotel. Because of lockdown, this one got brave. That's the thing. Wildlife now is not as scared as they were. And how do you go about catching something like that? I saw a video once and it was a horse. And this horse had got away from somebody. And somebody stopped to give I think it was a girl. She was running after this horse and she was obviously losing ground on it. And this guy on a motorbike stopped and said, "Get on." And they went up the road. Honestly, they must have been going for about 5 miles. And they tried to basically cut this thing off in a park. Eventually, she did get hold of it. But this video must have been easy 25 minutes long. Absolutely lucky there was no more traffic. It must have been spooked from where it had come from. It did look young, though, didn't it? Oh, scary stuff. What are we going to be like when we're back on the roads again? We're going to be that nervous ourselves. Poor, poor thing. So what have you all been up to today? I've had a chaotic day, as I've shared. It all seems to have quietened down again now. So this is probably the calm before the storm. Just saying. Did get more news about the impending new IMAX, though. Rumour has it. There's a possibility of a 32-inch, but all going to depend on the status of the iMac Pro. Who would be in the market for an iMac Pro over an iMac? I took the decision no. I've explained this before, I think. We bought two 3 years ago. 3 years ago in 5 days. I've got 5 days left on my Apple Care. So watch out on day six. Doubtless that's when it will die a death on me. But we got two. We contemplated getting three. And the rationale for three was, one, it would be a spare for either of us if it did need to go in for repair. And two, we would have the ability in the studio to make recordings of the screen at Retina resolution, which we can't do in the one on the studio at the moment. But we decided to leave it and see about the iMac Pro. And when the iMac Pro came out, it was like, how much? When we're doing that, it was literally that much that we decided it would be cheaper to buy to replace all of the iMacs. So basically replace the two we had with brand new ones whenever we felt like it and buy a third. And doing that, it would still have come in less than one iMac Pro. But I'm wondering now if the differentiator, or at least one of the differentiators, apart from the space grey peripherals, might be that the iMac Pro gets 32-inch screen and the other ones don't. But what do you all think? Been learning how to use Adobe Illustrator. Ooh, Adobe Illustrator. That reminds me. Let me go and have a look at my 500 slides for tonight. There's something in there, potentially. Let me have a look. No, I didn't. I'm bad. Right. If you're in the market for learning Illustrator, I did have a free resource for that. I'll just need to go find it because I didn't use that one. So let me see. Right. Let's have a look. I'm sure I hooked up with it in here. It was something Illustrator-ish. No, it's disappeared, which is fabulous, isn't it? But I will run searches and I will find this thing if it kills me. No, I don't need one of those. I need one that's free. It was a free thing. It was an entire course. So it looks like there are 31 of those. Let's do that and apply it. Why are you not applying? Do you know, this used to work, this search, and now it doesn't at all. Why aren't you showing me? Tells me there's lots of results, but doesn't actually show me the one that I'm looking for. I will find that and let you know. Right, so Anthony has the 2019 27-inch iMac. Looking at the reviews, don't seem to a lot between the two. Not that I would have bought the iMac Pro. That was where I was at. you know, the screen was the same. Yes, the processor would have been faster, etc. But in terms of the hours that I would be on it, I would be on it the same number of hours, whether it was a Pro or an iMac. Now, while you think that might not make much difference, all of the components are going to wear out at the same speed, only I'm paying twice as much for them, so I didn't bother. So Paul Wood iMac Pro, still a little bit expensive. If I'm making a purchase with iMac Pro, you would definitely purchase. Ooh. I think I'd want benchmarks on that one, which is unusual for me because I don't particularly bother. I work on the principle. The only thing I don't spec out to the max is the RAM. And I do spec it out to the max, but I don't buy it from Apple. So why is it so expensive? It's the internals of it, Kim. They are supposed to be better, a lot better, but they are more expensive. So my current kit is an aging MacBook Pro 15-inch and a 2012 late... Oh, now I've got a 2012 iMac. Now, which is which? They're both the same. I don't think they were. I've definitely got a 2012 iMac. I think that's the one in the studio. But I have another one, and I think that could be... No, it's 2014. So, yeah, it's the one... Novate would be 2012. It was bought, I do believe... Was it 2013? It's similar to that, Paul. The one that's annoying me now is the one that's been dead for that long. And once I discovered it couldn't take even Mojave, and she's stuck on High Sierra, gives you a problem because a lot of the applications that we use are starting to say it needs Mojave at a minimum, which is why Mike's on the brink of he's going to have to update to Mojave, even if he doesn't go any further. So to find that this thing could only take High Sierra anyway is very, very annoying. But yours is still okay. 2012 will still take Catalina. It was, I think, everything that Mojave worked on, Catalina works on. So the cutoff was actually High Sierra. Trying to think, was there anything absolutely critical in Mojave? I mean, everything feels like a tweak since Mavericks, really, as far as I'm concerned. That I wish they would either sort out the stability and fix it once and for all, or add new features, one or the other. But they just don't seem to be bothering doing either. So, see how it goes this time, but they just seem to be breaking more than they're fixing. So Mrs. Simons is similar, a late 2013. I think that's the one I've got, and it replaced a 2010. I was incredibly lucky that I waited to send it back, and when it went back, they damaged it, and Apple replaced it, but they replaced it with a late 2013 model. I think that's the right date. So Jonathan loves the idea of a Mac, but I'm mobile. For you, Jonathan, I'd have thought if they did a 17-inch MacBook Pro like they used to, I could see you with that. But they're supposed to be making the desktop monitors bigger, not smaller. So, you know, the 17's long gone. That was replaced by the 21.5, and now that's supposed to be going for a 23. So you're deliberately leaving it on Mojave to do 32-bit apps. That's not a bad idea. Somebody mentioned drag thing a while ago in relation to it being 32-bit. And it caused a discussion about drag thing, because that's not been updated for years, has it? No, it died a death. It says it's written using the 32-bit Carbon APIs, and they've removed them in Catalina, so it won't run. No plans to make a new version. But if you've got it, you can still download it. And it actually takes you back to that. Somebody mentioned, I can't remember who, I think it was on a video, a YouTube video that I saw, that there's nothing similar. So what exactly does drag thing do that you're finding critical? Doesn't that, it says about, oh, there we go. Right. The original dock designed to tidy up your desktop. So it's basically floating panels. I saw an app the other day that did exactly that. And I cannot for the life of me remember what it's called. But it did that, mini docs. That's what he called it, but it wasn't that. Let's try an app, mini doc, Mac OS. No, I'm just getting Macs. Oh no, I'm going to need to find that video. Love the trash can on the desktop. Oh, do you know what can do that, Paul? Pathfinder. That was one of the things that Pathfinder did back in the day, and I replaced my Finder with it, and then I stopped doing that. But I'm pretty sure you can... Enable the trash is removed from dock menu option. Nope, that hides it. I'm pretty sure you can do that with Pathfinder, and isn't Pathfinder part of setup? If it's just that, that might help you out. But there was this other app. I will make it. I'm putting it on a post-it note, so it's going to happen when I find the post-it notes. It was something I was watching, and I was watching it for a totally different reason. And then the guy went on from talking about what I was watching it for to talking about this other app. And it did look very similar to that. I don't know about the trash cam, but it said it gave you mini docs. And I looked at it and I thought, nah, not particularly needed with that, because I don't use the docs to start with. I don't need mini docs. But I think it was on a YouTube video. I will find it. It's on a post-it note. So I'll find it and let you know. It did look very similar. We just need to sort out the dock thing, don't we? The trash. Right. Yes, Pathfinder's on setup. It was multiple docs. Was it multiple docs? Yeah, this thing you could put like it was. It looked exactly the same as that. And I've never seen anything that did that before. Let's try multiple macOS docs app. No, that's a better app launcher. No. Oh, is it that one? Hang on. Notarized and ready for Catalina. That it might be. Have you ever noticed, do these people with these apps assume that you know what they do? Because you go to a site and you look at it and it doesn't actually show you. There is one called ActiveDoc. And looking at that, that does have multiple docs. But I don't know, and it has groups and folders. I don't know about your trash can. Oh, forget it. Good grief. It's subscription. Brace yourself. Oh, no, it's not. That's a lifetime license. 2 Macs or 3 Macs. 3 Macs is £60. Yeah, that's not good. This other thing was free. Whatever this other thing was called, it was free. Hello, Paul. I will find it. I have put it on a post-it note. I shall set Mike off to find it. But I only watched it the other day. So if I go through my YouTube history with the fine tooth comb, which doesn't sound difficult, but given that I live in YouTube, probably is. I do 99% of my research in YouTube, and I watch lots and lots of videos. But I'm sure I'll find it. And when I find it, I will let you know. But I don't particularly have a use for that. But that app that you're talking about, Drag Thing, reminds me of another one. And I think it was built into Mac OS. Who's used a Mac since before 2006? It was Carrie who'd used a Mac for about 25 years when we switched. And there was a menu, and you clicked on a single button at the top on the menu, and it opened out all of your apps. And the people who make Devon Think make it. And she was saying she missed this menu thing. And when she explained what it did, I said, that sounds remarkably like this app, which I think is free. And I think it's in the App Store. So again, I don't think it would solve the problem with the trash can. But that's a bit weird. Why is that telling me there's nothing there? Don't tell me my search is broken. Right, let's try that one. It was called X Menu, and is it free? Let's have a look. I do hate the fact it won't show you the price if you've already got the app, and obviously I've already got the app. Then I have to go and find it. Yes, it's free. It's called X Menu. So if you were looking for a different way of accessing your apps, that might sort you out. Simon's finally signed up for setup. Yeah, don't look at me. That was Jonathan and Paul. So if you ever used that, that might be handy. Is it to view what's in the trash, Paul? I'm thinking about how I access the trash. And I do it with Alfred. I think the default command is ST, show trash. In fact, you can probably get it if you type. I changed it. So I think it was ST for show trash. But I changed it to OT because if I used ST, Sublime Text would open. And then the Mac would get very confused. So for some reason, my iMac has stopped saving to the desktop in all my apps. Oh, that's not good. Is it locked or something? Have you got an app that's preventing it? Is it saving to it but automatically moving it somewhere else, like a Hazel rule, something like that? What was mine doing the other day? Oh, I was trying to access 1Password remotely. And it was letting me, and it popped up. There it was. And then when I tried to use the arrow keys, which is the way I always do it, to copy whatever it is I'm trying to copy, either a password or a serial number, if I'm installing software, it was skipping over the serial number and password bit. So you actually had to click. It was annoying. Thing is, at the moment, I'm finding that Mac OS is doing annoying things on a regular basis. And if I come out, now when I come out, I don't just switch user. I actually do reboot. But if you reboot, then it's fine for 5 minutes and then it's back again. Right, so Kim's still trying to figure it out. When I save to documents, it will save and then I drag it to the desktop and both items show up. You're not looking to replace it. Got used to it. At some point, Paul. At some point. That's actually quite annoying. I've had situations where I've kept something and I've then got a new Mac, either because I wanted to or because I had to because the old one died. And then, of course, you can't install an older OS, which I find very annoying. In fact, this week I had all of those problems in stereo with different versions of I remember back to when I first got a Mac and it was like I had no idea like what the equivalent of the C drive was. I was starting completely from scratch, but I got used to it and I learned to love the fact that troubleshooting it was so easy. So you've got this target disk mode and I'm getting messages now from Mike. I'll relay this to you, but I'm sure he'll tell you himself. He said, Chidge, this is the guy who's in charge of the quiz tonight, delivered our slides in slide edit mode. This is why we took them into Google Slides, because Zoom does not do that well, whilst on mute. So I'm sure that went down really well. Oh, crying out loud. I'll tell him, just relayed that to the MacBiters, who doubtless will appreciate it. Oh, you got to love it, haven't you? Poor Mike. He's in there as a one-man band on the quiz. Ah, well. So what was I saying? Can't wait to hear that story. Yeah, that one was a bad one. The target disk mode was just fabulous. I remember troubleshooting somebody else's Mac and I could just plug the cable in. It was fantastic. And I'm like, oh, if only a PC ever worked this way, I would never have left it. It was wonderful. Then they took away FireWire 800 that let you do that. And then I'm like, OK, so I'm going to need a different cable. I ended up having to buy an Apple cable at £30 to do what I could have done with the cable that was in the drawer, but for the fact Apple had decided that that was no longer valid. So I did get the cable, tried doing it without. But now everything is just way more difficult than it needs to be. The story's a good one, Kim, and pretty much don't miss the beginning of After Hours. It's the whole of the week at MacBytes headquarters. Because I said to you on Monday, didn't I? It was all your fault, all of you. I said I hadn't booted this Mac for a while. And you were all like, oh, you should have a look at that. And that got the bit between my teeth. And then I couldn't do anything else until I'd managed to do something with it. But it wasn't having it. And I was, as I'm sat there thinking, this would be so much easier 5-10 years ago. I've got backup drives. I've got utility drives. I've got installers, pen drives, you name it. And yet I could not get this thing to do anything. That just wouldn't have happened a few years ago. It's as simple as that. It wouldn't. Now it was a way more difficult. Let's just say it's way more difficult. Still trying to troubleshoot Kim here. Hello, Tracy. How you doing? Supporting new Mac users coming from Windows and try and get them to right-click on the Mac. Especially with a single-button mouse. Oh, Paul, that reminds me. We'd had a Mac for about 10 months and we were running a trainers group locally at the time. I don't think there was another user there who was a Mac user. So there was just Mike and I. But the Apple Store did a great, like, evenings entertainment. So we decided we would move the meeting there and let them do a presentation. So they did. All the people were Windows users. There was one lady who just got fixated with the mouse. Now, obviously, you can make it, as long as it's not a single button mouse. It was the one with the button on it. Is it the Mighty Mouse? The one with a little rubber button on it. But the thing with it was, it didn't actually click if you're with me. The click was on the inside. There wasn't a button. This woman just got obsessed with it. She wasn't in the slightest bit interested about anything else they had to say. She just kept going back to this mouse and turning it over and looking at the top of it and saying, but it's got no buttons. That was my abiding memory of the entire presentation. Her with this, how does it work? There's no buttons on it. She could not get over it. We did have somebody who did buy a Mac after that and hung on to it, never even updated it. It was on Tiger when they bought it and it stayed on Tiger until, I think the last time I heard it mentioned was about 3 years ago. I mean, it was a wonder anything was working. But this guy was like, if it isn't broken, I'm not fixing it. And he didn't. But he'd come across and he'd say, like, how do I get such and such to work? And like, short answer, you don't. You don't. Yeah, I kept it on Tiger for at least 10 years, if not more. Bax Killing from Gardening and Mini Landscaping. Oh, Tracy. Like the results. Not letting you see ours. We're rewilding. Doesn't grass grow long when you leave it? Just saying that. And it's not green either. All that sun's kind of turned it brown. So no, it doesn't look good at the minute. We'll get round to that when we've got a minute. Imagine what she'd do if she saw the magic trackpad. Exactly. I often think about her when I reboot my phone. You know, my iPhone 7, which did have a button, but it was a haptic button, not a physical button. And when I turn it off, you know, I'm thinking, oh, I reach for my phone and I push that button and obviously there's nothing happens. And every time that happens, I think of her and think, what would she be like with this? She could not get over it. No matter what else we had to say, she just kept going back to it. And they were showing us all sorts. They actually attached keyboards, you know, MIDI keyboards, loads of stuff. It was fantastic. And no, she just kept going back to the mouse. Oh, no, Magic Mouse died. Can't decide on a replacement. Reluctant to buy yet another Apple mouse. I'm not surprised, given the price of them. Let me have a look. Mike doesn't use an Apple mouse. And I must admit, I don't use mine all the time either. I don't like it in Hindenburg at all. It's far too sensitive on the sides. You can actually buy mouse sides. I don't know if you've ever seen these. If you do find mouse sides, Apple mouse... was it Elevation Labs? Yeah, mouse grips they're called. There they go. And I was in two minds whether to get a cheaper mouse and try that or try these things, because every time you touch the side of it, Hindenburg would go mad. I was never a fan of the Magic Mouse, and then one came with my computer and I started using it, and I did like the fact that I could scroll up and down and right to left with just a finger gesture. That's pretty much the reason that I kept it. But to be honest, looking at these Elevation Lab mouse sides, mouse grips they're called, I would have to put that on them because it's just too sensitive at the sides when I'm audio editing. I don't particularly notice it as much in other circumstances, but particularly when I'm audio editing, it's unusable. So I did get another mouse and give it a go. I did have many years ago the MX Revolution. Oh, that was a fabulous mouse. That was amazing. I did love that mouse. And then I tried this Magic Mouse thing, but the MX Revolution to me was the perfect mouse. I think it's still in the drawer somewhere. Logitech do make good mice, but when you look at the price of the Apple ones, it is ridiculous. The Apple Magic Mouse 2 is £65, which, yeah, it's all its money. But the other one, the Space Grey one, £96. The only difference is the colour. But yeah, Logitech make great ones. And I think that MX Master's the latest, isn't it? Let's have a look. Logitech MX Master. That's £100. How much is the is the 2? The 2 is 80. But it does have a wheel on the side. So instead of, you can scroll up and down with the wheel in the middle, and you can scroll left to right with the wheel at the side. So once you get used to it, it's fairly decent. I shall put the link in for you. There you go. I have a Shuttle Pro, which I use for audio editing. Oh, I love my Shuttle Pro. I use that for years and years. I was waiting at the beginning. I remember getting in touch with them and saying, are you thinking of doing a Bluetooth one? Yes, yes, we're thinking about it. That was 12 years ago. They're still thinking about it. It literally... it's exactly the same as it was back then. And I would be using it, Anthony, but for the fact you're pretty limited with it. Hindenburg doesn't support it directly, so you have to hook it into keys. But there just weren't enough buttons on it for me. It was pretty decent, and I liked, you know, where your hand went and everything. But in the end, I decided I was going to go for a Stream Deck, which is a little bit awkward. It's less ergonomically sound than a Shuttle Pro, but it's got 32 magic buttons on it. So I don't need to write little pieces of paper out and shove them behind the plastic. It's all digital. So all I need to do is design a button, and it's fab. I have no recollection of half the keys I used to edit in Hindenburg because I use my Stream Deck to edit. And I know I could use my Stream Deck for a lot more, but to be honest, it sits there kind of underused. I use it when I'm doing heavy edits. So a MacBytes edit would get that out of its dust. But I would say if I had to choose that or the Shuttle Pro, I'd probably go for the Stream Deck. It's twice the price for the 32 button version. But more and more, it's becoming a standard that applications are hooking into without the need to keybind. So something like Ecamm works with it, OBS, Wirecast, and increasingly editing apps. But the fact that you can hook into it, how I hooked it up was Keyboard Maestro. Keyboard Maestro links into it directly. So you then make a Keyboard Maestro macro that works with the application, and then Keyboard Maestro will map it to the Stream Deck. So many people, I was reading this forum post about it, and it was all to do with the new version of Keyboard Maestro, and people were saying this is the most expensive update for Keyboard Maestro ever, because I've read what it can do with the Stream Deck and I've gone and bought a Stream Deck. A Stream Deck's about £195-200, but it does work really, really well. It's one of those things, once you've set it up, you can forget it. But that initial setup can take a little bit of time. But it was well worth it because I've set up so many other devices. It's perfect for an iPad. If you could have an iPad sat there with an app on it that provided virtual buttons that you told it what to do, that would do. And I have had half a dozen of them. And I've taken the time and I've set it up and I've hooked in all the icons and the colours and I've put them all in the right place and it's taken me a week. And within 2-3 months, so it's not supported anymore because we can't make any money out of it. And off they go. People just don't want to buy it, which is unfortunate. But then that makes me wonder, well, if people wouldn't spend like £5 to £10 on an app, why are they buying Stream Decks at 200? Because you could do what the Stream Deck does with an iPad propped up if you had the software on the iPad to support it. And I was grandfathered onto something which was just as well because it wasn't cheap. They wanted a one-off payment of something like £100 for a lifetime thing. But obviously, if it's not there, if that £100, within 2 months they're gone, then that's heckishly expensive. You were going to ask what I use. Yes, it's a Stream Deck. It is cheaper now than when I bought it. I think I paid about £220. There you go, something I paid more for. But it was quite early on. And they do different models. They're from Elgato. They do... I'm just wondering why that one's so expensive. Wrong model. Let's have a look. Oh, don't tell me they're out of stock. There were quite a lot of those. There is a 6-button one, which is a mini one. And there is a 32-button version, which I think it's an XL. You're still showing me the little ones. Don't tell me you're out of stock. I reckon they are out of stock, unbelievably. Probably for the same reason that they are out of stock of webcams. Hang on. I see it. £200, bang on. I will put the link in for you. If you don't have Keyboard Maestro, you might find it's more use with Keyboard Maestro. Because that's what I use to hook it up to non-supported apps. But there are increasingly a lot of supported apps. It's just going to depend on how you're choosing to use it. So there's three of them. You've got one with 6 keys, one with 15 and one with 32. The 15 key one is £140 and the 32 is £200. So I just thought, you know, go for the one with all the buttons. And I think I've had it about 10 months, something like that. I did an unboxing video and I then talked you through it all. Yep, that's the 15, £139. You might get away with that. Having said that, you know, it's more expensive than the Shuttle Pro. And I reckon the Shuttle Pro has got a similar number of buttons. So I think I'd probably pay the extra and go for the 32. I'm using 28 buttons and I've got 4 buttons down the side that are kind of extras that I could put things in, which I'll think about. But at the moment, I've got all the features that I use repeatedly when I'm editing, and it does save a heck of a lot of time. There are a few that I cannot kind of hook up with it. Your best hope for that is that the application itself learns to support it, because that way you can just do a direct link between the button and the app. I have to go through Keyboard Maestro if the app doesn't directly support it. But it's definitely worth it. So Paul had one of those. Let's have a look at that. I think I've only ever used a trackpad buttony thing. That is actually very cool. I do like the look of that. I've only ever used those trackball things once. And I think it's a case of you really need to get used to it. And I never really did. But then Apple mice are not the best ergonomically, are they? And like I said, you know, if you can't touch the sides of it without it going mad. Right, one of the problems with the Shuttle Pro is that if the software's updated, it doesn't always recognise the Shuttle Pro. Which software is it? I started using the Shuttle Pro with the first app that I used to edit map bytes, which was GarageBand. And I've used it in every app since, including Hindenburg. I only decided to pension it off from Hindenburg. In fact, I pensioned it off before Hindenburg because it clashed with my Matthias keyboard. The old clunky one with the Buffalo keys. You'd have one or the other working, but never both at the same time. So I decided I would go with the keyboard. After that, I tried it again because I'd had to pension that keyboard off because it was just too noisy. So I used the Apple keyboard and I then put the Shuttle Pro back and tried it in Hindenburg. And it was pretty decent, I'd have to say. But then, as I say, I just switched to the Stream Deck and went on with it. The Adobe apps. That doesn't surprise me with Adobe. That's all I'll say. One way potentially to get it hooked up, Anthony, is to map the keys manually rather than mapping it to the features. See if that works. But that's just the way it is. The other thing that concerned me about the Shuttle Pro was if they never did bring out the Bluetooth one, which they didn't, then I was concerned I'd reach a point with the operating system where you'd upgrade the operating system and it just wouldn't be supported full stop anymore. The Stream Deck has a dedicated user base with live streamers, and therefore there are people buying it and there is an incentive for them to keep it up to date, at least for a couple of years. So that's the one that I went for, and that's why I went for it. You don't actually use pool balls. Logitech Ergo. Is that the upright one? Kind of a red. Is the ball a red colour? I've seen that one. But again, never actually tried it. Certainly not in anger. Let's have a look. Oh, it's not the red one. That looks more like a mouse. So that's where the thumb is on the side, I'm presuming. The one I'm thinking of was more upright than that. And I think there was like a red trim on the ball. That doesn't look unlike the 3. It's just got the ball on the side. We got it all worked out here, haven't you, Paul? Flat surface, writing in on a chair. You got this iMac, you wondered if it'd work. That's the problem. You buy kit and you're so excited about the kit that you've bought, and then you realise, yeah, is it all going to work? Anyway, it is Two Show Friday, which means Mike's deep in his quiz now. But we need to be back for 9 o'clock with everything working. Not the usual pandemonium. So I'm going to say goodnight for now, and I'm going to head off and make sure that everything is running smoothly for 9 o'clock. Not 5 past, like the last couple of weeks when YouTube's finally decided to let me in. No. 9 o'clock. So I'll be trying to get in from about 10 to, probably. And hopefully I will see you there. But for the moment, it is good night from me and good night from Mike. And we will both see you very, very soon. Night, guys.